九节到十二节，我们一起来好，第九节好，我们既领受了人的见证，神的见证更该领受了，因神的见证是为他儿子做的，信神儿子的就有这见证在他心里，不信神的就是将神当作说谎的，因不信神为他儿子做的见证，这见证就是神赐给我们永生，这永生也是在他儿子里面，人有了神的儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。
1 John 5 verse 9, we accept man's testimony, but God's testimony is greater because it is the testimony of God, which he has given about his Son. Anyone who believes in the Son of God has this testimony in his heart. Anyone who does not believe God has made him out to be a liar, because he has not believed the testimony of God has given about his Son. And this is the testimony. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life.
感谢主呀，我们一起来唱563首渴慕耶稣。
Let's sing hymn 563, Longing for Jesus.
563首呀。
We thank the Lord that He, that God worked among our hearts and give the longing in our hearts.
Thank you, Lord. 感谢主，刚刚忠贞弟兄领我们读哪一段的圣经？约翰一书第五章第九节到第十二节。
We praise the Lord that Brother Zhongzhen led us to read the scripture in 1 John chapter 5, verse 9 through 12.
我想我们得着了这一段的圣经，足够我们使用。
And this scripture is adequate for us to use.
这也真是福音的中心。
And it is the heart of the gospel.
我们若是有了神的儿子，就有了生命。
And if we have the Son of God, we have life.
我们若是没有神的儿子，就没有神的生命。
If we do not have the Son of God, we do not have life.
我想在这两个月以来，我们都围绕着施洗约翰的见证。
These last couple of months, we were talking about the testimony of John the Baptist.
施洗约翰的见证乃是圣灵的见证，也是父神的见证。
The testimony of John the Baptist is also the Holy Spirit's testimony, and it's also the Father's testimony.
他见证说，久违的耶稣乃是基督。
And his testimony said that Jesus Christ is Christ.
绝位的耶稣乃是神的羔羊。
And this Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God.
绝位耶稣乃是神的爱子。
And this Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
绝位耶稣乃是新郎。
And this Jesus Christ is the bridegroom.
而好像我好像脱不开那每一段的事情。
And we see that we cannot be removed from all these things.
我想已经在这里有两次。
And we already have talked about this twice.
但是还是脱不了第一段。
And we still cannot be removed from the first passage.
但是今天我们继续的来看。
And today we continue to look.
我们看到施洗约翰见证父神的见证和圣灵的见证。
And today we look at John the Baptist, his testimony, and the testimony of the Father and the Holy Spirit.
我们仍然看约翰福音第一章。
And we continue to read Gospel of John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章。
Gospel of John chapter 1.
从约翰福音第一章十九节到二十八节。
From verse 19 to verse 28.
这里是说到法利赛人差遣利未人祭司和利未人到施洗约翰那里问他说，你到底是谁？
And here the Jews of Jerusalem sent the priest and the Levites to ask him who he is.
但是施洗约翰的回答就是我不是基督。
And the answer of John the Baptist was, I am not the Christ.
那将来站在你们这当中的一位，就是将来所要显明的那一位，他是基督。
And he said, there was one among you that in the near future is going to be, he is the Christ.
我不是基督。
I am not Christ.
以后第二天就是从二十九节到三十四节。
And the next day, that is from verse 29 to verse 34.
我们已经略略的讲过。
And we have talked about this briefly.
在这里，施洗约翰就见证绝位耶稣乃是神的羔羊。
And here, John the Baptist testified that Jesus is the Lamb of God.
他乃是要除去人类的罪孽。
And he is the one who take away the sins of the world.
绝位的神的羔羊钉在十字架上，不但赦免我们的罪。
And this Lamb of God, when he was crucified, he took away the sins of the world.
成就凡信靠他的人从罪里面出来。
And also save those from sin, those who believe in him.
并且他要修除我们里面的不洁。
And he has to take away cleanse all our uncleanliness.
他并且乃是要毁灭撒旦的作为。
And he has to destroy the work of Satan.
以后他就说到主耶稣乃是神的儿子。
Then he said that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
这是神给他的一个记号。
And this is a sign that God gave John the Baptist.
认识结位的耶稣是神的儿子。
To know that this Christ is the Son of God.
因为当他受洗的时候，天就开了。
Because when he was baptized, the heaven opened.
圣灵仿佛鸽子落在他的身上。
The Holy Spirit came down like a dove and rested on him.
也可以说圣灵永久地住在他的身上。
And you can also say that the Holy Spirit lives on him eternally.
也可以说圣灵完全地充满在即位耶稣的身上。
And you can also say that this Holy Spirit completely filled Jesus.
所以他看见圣灵仿佛鸽子。
And he saw that the Holy Spirit was like a dove.
落在他的身上。
And rested upon him.
并且从天上有声音说。
And then there was a voice from heaven that said,
这是我的爱子。
This is my beloved son.
我所喜悦的。
I am pleased with him.
你们要听他。
You have to listen to him.
另外的记载说，直接对着耶稣说，你是我的爱子。
And other translations said, you are my beloved son.
我所喜悦的。
And I am pleased with you.
所以在最后三十四节，施洗约翰说，我看见了，就证明这是神的儿子。
And John the Baptist said, when I saw that, that tells me that this is the son of God.
也可以说，他说，我看见了，就见证这是神的儿子。
And you can say that when I see that, that testifies that this is the Son of God.
什么是见证？
What is a testimony?
见证不是一个理论。
Testimony is not a theory.
见证也不是单单是一个道理。
It's not a doctrine.
见证乃是事实。
And it is the truth.
见证乃是真理。
And it is the truth.
见证乃是自己从事实和真理里面的经历诉说出来。
And it is from the facts and truth that you can experience this.
所以这是施洗约翰所经历的。
And this is what John the Baptist has experienced.
这是施洗约翰所认识的。
And this is what he knows.
这是施洗约翰所确信的。
And this is what John the Baptist believed in.
我想这个见证也是要成了你我的见证。
And this testimony is also going to be our testimony.
我们的见证不单单是有一点点的感觉说出来。
And our testimony is not just from our feeling.
我们若是要见证主耶稣的时候，需要真实的认识主耶稣。
And when we testify our Lord Jesus Christ, we have to truly know him.
我们需要亲自的经历主耶稣。
We have to experience him.
但是感谢神，他把圣灵赐给了我们。
And we thank the Lord that he gave us the Holy Spirit.
叫我们能够认识他。
So that we can know him.
他把他的话语给我们。
He gave us his word.
叫我们能够体会他。
So that we can understand him.
他把生命赐给我们。
He gave us his life.
这一个生命在我们的心中 长大。
And this life grows within our heart.
这都是事实。
And these are all facts.
这都是真理。
And these are all truth.
这都是我们的经历。
And these are all our experience.
好让这一个事实，这一个真理，这一个经历也成了你我的见证。
And so that all these facts and truth and our experiences can be our testimony.
所以我们继续再看下去。
And we continue to read on.
我们从三至五节就读到末了。
And from verse 35 we finish this first chapter.
我为着弟兄姊妹容易记得。
And in order to help you remember easily,
我唯恐我讲不清楚。
And maybe I cannot speak clearly.
所以我还是一段一段的读。
And I would like to read them in sections.
我读一段，我就稍微解释一下。
And I'll read a section and then I'll explain.
以后我们再看第二段。
And then we continue to read the second section.
若是时间到了。
If the time is up.
我就停下来。
I will stop.
下一次再讲。
And we'll talk about that next time.
下个月再讲。
Or next month.
好，我们从三四五节，我们读到四十节。
So first we read from verse 35 to verse 40.
这以下都是施洗约翰见证的效果。
And these are the results of John the Baptist's testimony.
很奇妙的，当一个真实的见证出去的时候。
And when there's a true testimony that goes out.
当生命的话语出去的时候。
When the word of life goes out.
就会在哪一个对方起了作用。
And then it will act.
起了一个共鸣。
And there is an echo.
这一个作用，这一个共鸣会再从他的身上又反映出去，又成了另外的见证。
And this function and this echo goes out, it would reflect and it would be of use.
所以这里开始有施洗约翰的见证。
And here first we have the testimony of John the Baptist.
以后就有两个门徒的见证。
And then there were the testimony of two disciples.
以后又有一位腓力所要做的见证。
And then there's a testimony from Philip.
所以在这里最少我们看见三层。
Here we see that there is three layers.
这都是看到哪一个真实见证的能力。
And we can see the power of the true testimony.
这也是可以看到哪个福音的大能。
And we can see the power of the gospel.
乃是要拯救世上的人。
And it's to save the people of this world.
并且要带人到主的面前。
And to bring people in, to before God.
我们看三十五节到四十节。
And let's read verse 35 to 40.
这里说，再次律约翰同两个门徒站在那里，他见耶稣行走，就说：“看哪、啊，这是神的羔羊。”两个门徒听见他的话，就跟从了耶稣。耶稣转过身来，看见他们跟着，就问他们说：“你们要什么？”他们说：“拉比在哪里住？”拉比翻出来就是夫子。耶稣说：“你们来看。”他们就去看他在哪里住，这一天便与他同住。那时月有五正了，听见约翰的话跟从耶稣的那两个人，一个是西门彼得的兄弟安德烈。
The next day John was there again with two of his disciples. When he saw Jesus passing by, he said, Look, the Lamb of God. When the two disciples heard him say this, they followed Jesus. Turning around, Jesus saw them following and asked, What do you want? They said, Rabbi, which means teacher, where are you staying? Come, he replied, and you will see. So they went and saw where he was staying and spent that day with him. It was about the 10th hour. Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, was one of the two who heard what John had said and who had followed Jesus.
这是耶稣受洗的，或许是第二天，或许是有一好几天。
This is after Jesus was baptized. It could be a day after, or maybe a couple of days after.
但是使徒约翰记载这个事情，就把它连接起来。
Disciple of John had recorded this and they took all these events and related them together.
如果是按照使徒约翰所记载的，这是第三天耶稣在他们的当中。
And if, according to John, this would be the third day that Jesus was among them.
耶稣在约旦河外受了施洗约翰的洗以后，又住在哪一个地方？
Jesus, after he was baptized by John in the River Jordan, he stayed there with them.
有人说，主耶稣在约旦河东的伯大尼的地方，他有一个住的地方。
And people say that Jesus lived in Bethany, which is a place just east of the River Jordan.
所以当主耶稣受洗以后，又出现在施洗约翰和施洗约翰的门徒的当中。
So after Jesus was baptized, he appeared among John the Baptist and his disciples.
施洗约翰不厌其烦的又介绍主耶稣说，看啊，神的羔羊。
And John the Baptist said again after and introduced Jesus again, said, "Look, the Lamb of God."
所以这两个门徒听见施洗约翰又做见证，是这两个门徒就跟从了耶稣。
And these two disciples heard John the Baptist gave the testimony again, and so they followed Jesus.
耶稣知道后面有两个人来跟他。
And Jesus knew that there were two people following him.
所以他就转过身来，就问他们说，你们要什么？
And so he turned around and said to them, what do you want?
我想使徒约翰不单是记载把这个事实说出来。
And so disciple John not only tell us about this truth, this fact.
使徒约翰就是在很简单的事实里面常常带给我们许多的亮光和灵感。
And disciple John gave us not only very through these very simple events, give us inspiration and revelation.
一个人若是真正渴慕主耶稣。
For one, somebody who really longed for Jesus.
像刚刚我们所唱的诗歌。
As this hymn that we just sang.
我们真是跟着耶稣的脚踪在后面走的时候。
And we follow the Jesus' footsteps.
我们的主耶稣一定转过他的头来。
Our Lord will turn around.
他并且要问你我说，你要什么？
And he will ask us, what do you want?
我想在这里更深的意思乃是说，你到底寻找的是什么？
And maybe the meaning of that was really, what are you seeking?
或者耶稣已经知道他们两个人所渴慕的到底是谁？
And Jesus already know that these two disciples, what they are longing for, who they are longing for.
所以在这里其实可以这样说，你到底要寻找什么？
And you can really explain this to say that who are you looking for?
这两个门徒就说，拉比，你在哪里住？
And these two disciples said, where do you live, Rabbi?
这个拉比是希伯来文。
Rabbi is a Hebrew.
就是把那个音翻出来。
And this is just the sound of the word.
这个拉比就是犹太人会堂的老师。
And Rabbi is the teacher in the synagogue.
若是我们用今天在我们当中来说，就是在教会当中的传道人、长老，或者是教主律学的这许多的弟兄姊妹。
And today, that is similar to our church, the teacher or elder.
但是这一个耶稣太特别了。
But this Jesus is so special.
所以他们就愿意来看看这一个人到底是住在哪里。
And so they're willing to come and find out where does he live.
到底他的生活如何。
And how does he live?
弟兄姊妹，我们要认识主耶稣。
And brothers and sisters, we need to know the Lord.
我们不是单单在一个活动里面可以找到耶稣。
Not only we have to find him in an activity.
像这两个门徒，他愿意说，问耶稣说，你在哪里住？
And these two disciples are willing to say, where do you live?
哎呀，这一个字是太宝贵的字。
And this word is so precious.
所以耶稣就给他们说，你们来看。
And so Jesus said to them, come and you will see.
我们主耶稣常常的叫人来。
Our Lord Jesus, he always tell people to come.
我们的主耶稣常常叫人看。
And our Lord Jesus always asked people to see.
他不是把一个图画给人看看而已。
He's not just showing a picture.
他不是一个画饼充饥的耶稣。
And he's not just to give us bread to fill.
他乃是要把他的生活，他的哪一个本质显明给我们看。
And he really wants to show us how he lives and what his substance.
但是他常常的呼召说，我们要来到他的面前。
And many times he called us to come
beside him. 使徒这两个门徒后面跟着耶稣。
And so even though these two disciples followed him,
虽然这两个门徒渴慕也知道耶稣要在哪里住。
And even though they long to know where Jesus lives,
但是他仍然还是一个呼召说你们来，并且要来看。
He still gives them this calling to come and see.
我们的主耶稣常常说出这样的温柔的呼召。
And our Lord many times gives us this gentle calling.
他在马太福音第11章第28节，呼召这许多世上劳苦的人说，凡劳苦挑重担的人，可以到我这里来。
And he in Matthew chapter 11, he calls those who are heavy laden with burden.
我就使你们得安息。
And he will give them rest.
我心里柔和谦卑。
He said, I am gentle.
你们要负我的轭，学我的样式。
And you have to bear my yoke.
只要你们就必得享安息。
And then you will have rest.
在约翰福音第6章35节，有许多人就来问耶稣说：“你把属天的哪一个粮食，说从天上降下来的粮食给我们？”
And in John, they tell, people ask Jesus to give them food from heaven.
是主耶稣说：“我就是生命的粮。”
And Jesus said, "I am the bread of life."
到我这里来的必定不饿。
And those who come to me will not be hungry.
信我的人永远不渴。
And those who believe in me will not thirst.
他常常说：“我就是世上的光。”
And he said many times, "I am the light of the world."
跟从我的就不在黑暗里走。
And those follow me would not be in darkness.
并且得着了生命的光。
And they have the light of life.
哎，或许我们 听了很多的道,
and maybe we hear a lot of sermons.
我们有没有听见我们主耶稣的呼召说, 来到他的面前?
Did we hear our Lord Jesus calling to come before him?
我们主耶稣不断的还是继续的来呼召我们说, 来到他的面前。
And our Lord continues to call us to come before him.
有人说这个来自, 很有, 很有启发。
And there's a lot of
have the light,
illumination, and
inspiration.
There's a lot of inspiration.
是来自那个中间是一个什么？嗯，是一个十字架。
What is in the middle of the Chinese character come? It's
a cross. 那个两边有两个人。
And on the two sides, there's two
people.
And in the middle, there's a person.
当主耶稣钉在十字架上的时候,
and when Jesus was crucified on the cross,
两边有两个强盗,
and on both sides, there's the thieves.
但是这三个人合起来在中文的简写的里面就是什么?
And when these are put together in a Chinese abbreviation, what does that mean?
就是众人。
That is the mass.
神向着整个世界上人的呼召。
And it is the calling of God to all the people in this world.
若是我们有什么重担。
And if we have any burden.
若是我们有什么饥渴。
If we have any thirst.
若是我们仍然觉得我们的人生找不到出路。
And if we cannot find a way out in our life,
我们的主应许我们,
our Lord has promised us
来到他的面前可以得到安息,
to come to him, we can have rest.
跟随他的人就不在黑暗里行,
and those who follow him will not walk in darkness.
以后我们就看到他们就去看他在哪里住。
And so the disciples went to see where Jesus lived.
这里说这一天便与他同住。
And here it tells us that they spent the day with Jesus.
那这个时候已经深正了。
And at that time it was the 10th hour.
我不晓得深正在中国的时辰是几点钟。
And I don't know what that is in the Chinese time.
在圣经的里面这个深正 是四点钟，下午四点钟。
And it's a tenth hour is about 4 o'clock our time.
那申初是三点。
And the ninth hour is 3 p.m.
所以这个时候已经傍晚了。
And this is about in the evening.
我不知道这两个门徒给耶稣住了多久。
And I don't know how long these two disciples lived with Jesus.
但是看见这两个门徒给耶稣，或许是一段的时间，或许是很短的时间。
And even if maybe they lived with Jesus for a long time, maybe.
但是在这个短短的时间，这两个门徒已经看见了。
And even in this short time, these two disciples already see.
他看见行走在人间的神的羔羊。
And they see this Lamb of God walking among them.
他看见行走在人间的这位谦卑的拿撒勒人先知。
And he see that this Nazareth, the prophet from Nazareth, walking among men.
他们说，我已经找到弥赛亚。
And they said, I already found Messiah.
好，我们现在再看四十一节到四十二节。
And let's continue to read verse 41 and 42.
他先找着。好，我们从四十节再读一遍。听见约翰的话，跟从耶稣的那两个人，一个是西门彼得的兄弟安德烈，他先找着自己的哥哥西门，对他说：“我们遇见弥赛亚了，弥赛亚翻出来就是基督。”于是领他去见耶稣。耶稣看着他说：“你是约翰的儿子西门。”你要称为基法，基法翻出来就是彼得。
Let's read it from verse 40. Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, was one of the two who heard what John had said and who had followed Jesus. The first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon and tell him, We have found the Messiah, that is, the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, You are Simon, son of John. You will be called Cephas.Which when translated is Peter.
我们在四十节的里面，我们看见这两个人的当中一个人的名字。
And in verse 40, we see that among these two disciples, one of their names.
这一个人是安德烈。
And this person is Andrew.
我们知道安德烈常常去找很多的小孩子，很多人。
And we know that this Andrew, he.Go and look for other people, little children.
当耶稣用五饼二鱼的时候，安德烈把这个小孩子带来。这个小孩子只有五个饼，两条鱼。
And in the feeding of the 5,000, Andrew was the one who brought the little child that has the five loaves and two fish.
当耶稣要受难的时候，最后的一周，很多希腊人要来看耶稣，就经过安德烈。
And in Jesus' last week before his crucifixion, a lot of Greek came to look for Jesus, and they came through Andrew.
我们常常说安德烈乃是一个个人布道家。
And we say that Andrew he is a evangelist.
他不像那个 Billy Graham.
He's not like Billy Graham.
他不像彼得。
And he's not like Peter.
彼得讲到有三千个人悔改。
And when Peter spoke, there were 3,000 people that came to the Lord.
但是安德烈一个一个来。
And Andrew is one by one.
我们感谢神，一个传一个。
And we thank the Lord, this one by one.
这是神基本的方式。
And this is the basic way of our Lord.
在中国文化革命的时候，不准有人要来传道。
And in China, in the Cultural Revolution, people were not allowed to spread the gospel.
但是许多信耶稣的人，他是一个一个的传。
But many who believe in Christ, they told the gospel one by one.
我相信哪一个效果比比尔格玛还要大。
And I believe that the result was bigger than Billy Graham.
这是神特别给中国的教会的恩典。
And this is the grace that God gave China.
因为有很多的人学安德烈。
And many people look at Andrew's example.
这里说安德烈就去找 自己的哥哥西门。
And here it tells us that Andrew went to look for his brother Simon.
他从哪里先，传福音开始？
Where does he start with his gospel?
他从家里的人开始。
He start with his people and his family.
我们知道家里的人传福音最难。
And we know that telling the gospel to our family members.
若是妻子先相信耶稣。
If the wife is the first who believes in
Christ. 以后要把福音传给先生。
And then have to tell the gospel to the husband.
叫先生也信耶稣。
And to so that the husband can believe in Christ.
不是容易的事情。
It's not very easy.
或者丈夫先信耶稣。
Or if the husband first believes in Christ.
要叫妻子也来一起信耶稣。
And tell the wife to believe in Christ.
也不是容易的事情。
It's not easy.
但是丈夫相信，妻子要相信，一起受洗，这是有福的。
And if the husband and wife believe at the same time and be baptized, you are blessed.
但是安德烈乃是先找他自己的哥哥。
But Andrew, he went to look for his brother first.
我们感谢神，在我们当中有许多的弟兄姊妹。
And we thank God that there are a lot of brothers and sisters among us.
他信了耶稣，有一个负担，先给父母传福音。
And when they believe in Christ, they first tell the gospel to their
我想儿女给父母传福音更难。
And children telling the gospel to the parents is harder.
一个小辈，一个长辈传福音更难。
Because they tell the next generation, it's very difficult.
我想我们都有这个经验。
And we all have this experience.
但是感谢神，我们当中的五雷，我到他家里的时候。他的父亲就告诉我说，五雷写信没有说什么，就是想耶稣耶稣耶稣。
And I praise the Lord that our brother Wu Lei, when I saw his father, he said when he wrote in his letters, everything was Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
我想我们当中有很多人像安德烈五雷一样。
And I think there's a lot of brothers and sisters among us that is like Andrew.
安德烈先找做自己的哥哥西门。
Andrew first looked for his brother Simon.
使徒约翰在这里协作给我们一个勉励。
The Apostle John tells us, gave us a
encouragement. 虽然我们有许多的困难。
Even though we have a lot of difficulties.
但是总是我们要先向家人传福音。
But we need to first tell the gospel to our family.
另外一个人，两个人，另外一个人没有写名字。
And these other two people, disciples do not have names.
这个读经的人就知道说，这一个人乃是写约翰福音的约翰。
And the people that study the scriptures knows that one of them is the John, the apostle John.
他总是不把他自己的名字写在自己的福音上。
He does not write, put his name on in the gospel that he wrote.
但是我们知道，只一个约翰也回去找他的兄弟雅各。
And we know that this brother, John also went back to tell his brother James.
所以四十二节说，于是领他去见耶稣。耶稣看着他说，你是约翰的儿子西门，你要称为基法。基法翻出来就是彼得。
And they brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You will be called Cephas, which, when translated, is Peter."
这一个约翰不是施洗约翰。
And this John is not John the Baptist.
这一个约翰也不是使徒约翰。
And this John is not Apostle John.
这一个约翰乃是西门的父亲约翰。
And this John is the father of Simon.
因为当时有很多人欢喜用约翰这个名字。
And because in those days a lot of people like the name John.
那我们当中也有很多的约翰。
And there's a lot of John among us.
张旺还有张路。
And John Wang and John Lu.
我想还有很多的人。
And I'm sure there's a lot more.
但是我们的主耶稣特别的告诉这位的西门说，你要称为基法。
And our Lord said, "Your name, you will be called Cephas."
这基法的意思就是彼得。
And the The meaning of Cephas is Peter.
西华是亚兰文。
Cephas is Aaron.
那个彼得是希腊文。
And Peter is Greek.
都是一个意思。
And all mean the same.
意思乃是说你现在要成为一块的小石头。
And the meaning is you will become a small stone.
所以当主耶稣有一次问他的门徒说，很多的人要猜想我是谁，你们说我是谁。
And so one time Jesus said, a lot of people ask who I am and what do you say?
那彼得说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
And Peter said, you are Christ and you are the Son of the living God.
我相信这位西门没有忘记当时他弟弟安德烈给他所做的见证。
And so this Simon, he did not forget the testimony that Andrew gave him.
他领受了主耶稣给他的使命。
And he inherited Jesus' command.
他愿意为做神的教会做了一块的小磐石。
And he becomes a small stone in the church of God.
他把他的信仰表明出来，成了信仰的根基。
And he told us his belief, and that becomes the foundation.
他并且以后成了一个牧羊的彼得。
And he becomes Peter, he's a shepherd.
神把他的教会附托在他的身上。
And God gave him his church.
好让这一个教会是真正一个基督的教会。
So that this is truly the church of Christ.
好让每一个基督徒他都认识这位耶稣。
So that all can know this Jesus Christ.
他是基督。
That he is Christ.
他是神的儿子。
He is the Son of God.
他乃是我们的救主。
And he is our Savior.
他是我们的主。
He is our Lord.
从他的身上，让我们能够认识神的旨意。
And from him that we can know the will of God.
从他的身上，从耶稣的身上，我们能够看见那不能够看见的神。
And we can see through our Lord Jesus Christ this God that we cannot see.
最后我们就很快的，我们读第三段。
And very quickly, we'll read the third section.
我们从43节。
From verse 43.
我们读到51节。
51.
又次日，耶稣想要往加利利去，遇见腓力，就对他说，来跟从我。这腓力是伯赛大人和安德烈彼得同城。腓力着坐拿当夜，对他说，摩西在律法上所写的和众先知所记的哪一位我们遇见了，就是约瑟的儿子拿撒勒人耶稣。拿撒勒对他说，拿撒勒还能出什么好的吗？腓力说，你来看。耶稣看见拿撒勒来，就指着他说，看啊，这是个真以色列人，他心里是没有诡诈的。拿撒勒对耶稣说，你从哪里知道我呢？耶稣回答说，腓力还没有招呼你，你在无花果树底下我就看见你了。
The next day Jesus decided to leave for Galilee. Finding Philip, he said to him, follow me. Philip, like Andrew and Peter, was from the town of Bethsaida. Philip found Nathanael and told him, we have found the one Moses wrote about in the law, and about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. Nazareth, can anything good come from there? Nathanael asked. Come and see, said Philip. When Jesus saw Nathanael approaching, he said of him, here is a true Israelite in whom there is nothing false. How do you know me? Nathanael asked. Jesus answered, I saw you while you were still under the fig tree before Philip called you.
在这里我们看到我们的主耶稣不单是呼召了安德烈和使徒约翰。
And we see that Jesus did not only call Andrew and the Apostle John.
我相信安德烈跟彼得回到自己的家里。
I believe Andrew and Peter went back to their home.
他就把这样的事情告诉他乡村的人。
And he told everything, this happenings to everybody in their village.
这里有一个腓力是跟他同城的。
And this Philip was from the same town.
是有一天耶稣遇见腓力。
And so one day Jesus saw Philip.
那就呼召腓力来跟从我。
So he called Philip to follow him.
在这里好像腓力就没有什么难处。
And it looks like that Philip didn't have any problem.
他就跟从了耶稣。
And he followed Jesus.
他跟从了耶稣以后就为主耶稣做见证。
And when he followed Jesus, he gave the testimony for Jesus.
他就去找他的朋友。
So he went and looked for his friends.
我们看到安德烈和约翰找他们顺利。
And we saw that Andrew and John went to their brothers.
现在这个见证又扩大了。
And so this testimony has grown.
好像这个见腓力是非常单纯的。
And this Philip was very simple.
他看见耶稣跟耶稣在一起的时候，他赶快就把耶稣介绍给他的朋友。
And so he, when he saw Jesus, he introduced Jesus to his friends.
那这一个人名叫拿单耶。
And this friend was Nathaniel.
他就告诉拿单耶说，摩西在律法上所写的和众先知所记的那一位，我们遇见了。
And he told Nathaniel that he had met the one that Moses wrote and all the prophets wrote.
在旧约已经预言到九位的基督要来到世界。
In the Old Testament, it prophesied the coming of this Lord Jesus.
但是这腓力好像用的方法有很特别。
And the way that Philip used is very different.
他不像那个施洗约翰说他是神的儿子。
And he is not like John the Baptist and said he is the
Son
of God.
他就跟他的朋友说，一面是在摩西和先知上所预言的。
And he said from one way that he has written in Moses and the prophets.
但是这位耶稣他乃是约瑟的儿子。
And this Jesus, he is the son of Joseph.
他是拿撒勒人耶稣。
And he is from Nazareth.
拿撒勒没有出什么好的人物。
And there's no famous person that comes from Nazareth.
所以就让拿单耶有一个借口。
And so that gave Nathaniel an excuse.
你看约瑟的儿子拿撒勒人耶稣。
He said the son of Joseph from Nazareth.
他是一个贫寒的家庭出来的。
He comes from a common family.
他是在一个不出名的城里出来的。
He comes from a town that is not famous.
他算不了什么。
Oh, he couldn't be anything.
但是耶稣就对遇见了拿单耶。
And Jesus said to Nazareth.
耶稣看见拿单耶来的时候，就指着他说：“看啊，这是真以色列人，心里没有诡诈的。”
And when Jesus saw Nathanael, he said, "Here's a true Israelite. In him there is no false."
施洗指着耶稣给他的门徒说：“看啊，神的羔羊。”
John the Baptist told his disciples to.
耶稣给这一位的拿单耶，觉得拿撒勒，没有出什么好的，他反而可以说：“看啊，他是真以色列人。”
Even though Nathanael said there's nothing good that comes from Nazareth, Jesus
said, 没有诡诈的。
He is true Israelite, and there's nothing false in him.
有人说拿单耶是非常好的。
And people say Nathanael is very good.
拿单耶可能没有犯过罪。
And that maybe he has not sinned.
他才是一个真以色列人。
He is a true Israelite.
我的看法不是这样。
I do not share the same view.
但是拿单耶有个好处。
But Nathanael has a good point.
他想什么就说什么。
Whatever he thought, he said it.
所以耶稣说他心里没有诡诈。
And so Jesus said, in him there is nothing false.
他那个心中有什么都说出来了。
Whatever he has in his heart, he say it.
那耶稣说这是真以色列人。
And Jesus said, this is a true Israelite.
因为他在无花果的树的底下。
Because when he was under the fig tree,
因为他在无花果树底下，意思在哪一个地方祷告说，这样的以色列能够得着了兴旺。
And、he was, that means that he is standing under the fig tree praying for the prosperous of, prosperity of Israel.
不是他有什么特长。
It's not because he is specially good.
乃是他有一个心愿，希望哪一位的弥赛亚能够来。
And because he has a heart that is willing to see the coming of the Messiah.
啊，以后我们就看到四十九节的末了。
And then we see verse 49 to the end.
拿单也说：“拉比，你是神的儿子，你是以色列王。”
Then Nathanael declared, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are King of Israel."
耶稣对他说：“因为我说在无花果树底下看见你，你就信吗？你将要看见比这更大的事。”
And Jesus said, "You believe because I told you I saw you under the fig tree. You shall see greater things than that."
我又说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，你们将要看见天开了。”
And he then added, "I tell you the truth, you shall see heaven open."
神的使者散去下来，在人子的身上。
And the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man.
拿单也豁然，领悟了。
And Nathanael suddenly understood.
他称耶稣是拉比。
And he called Jesus Rabbi.
他实在是一个先知。
And he truly was a prophet.
他说你是神的儿子。
He said, "You are the Son of God."
你是以色列王。
You are the King of Israel.
那意思说你是基督。
In other words, you are the Messiah.
我想这是除了施洗约翰以外。
And this is other than John the Baptist.
主耶稣的门徒第一个人清楚的认识这位耶稣是谁。
This is the, among Jesus' disciples, this is the first to truly understand who he is.
他并且宣告他所相信的。
And then he proclaimed what he truly believed.
他说你是神的儿子。
He said, "You are the Son of God."
你是以色列的王。
You are the King of Israel.
彼得知道以后。
And Peter was, came after that.
我不知道拿单业以后如何。
I don't know how what became of Nathanael.
但是彼得却是教会信仰的根基。
But Peter is the the faith the foundation of the faith.
但是拿单也，我们不能够忽视的。
And we cannot underestimate Nathanael.
他也认识这位耶稣。
He also understood this Jesus.
你我认识我们所相信的救主吗？
Do we know this Lord Jesus Christ that we believe in?
我们还是把他当作一个普通的哪一个菩萨一样的来求告他？
Or do we just call on him and pray to him because he's just like another God?
我们的信心是建造在一个宗教仪式的上面。
Faith is built upon the ceremony of the religion.
我们的信仰的根基乃是真正的建造在我们所认识的这位耶稣的身上。
And our faith should be built on this foundation.
让我们常常的来追求他。
Let us come and follow him.
让我们常常的来渴慕他。
And let us long for him.
让我们常常的亲近他。
Let us come to be near him.
他乐意让我们认识。
He is willing to, for us to know him.
他是基督。
He is Christ.
他是神的儿子。
He is the Son of God.
他是神的羔羊。
He is the Lamb of God.
他也是你我的新郎。
He is our bridegroom.
我们低头做祷告。
Let us pray.
让我们 们安静在主面前的时候，我们也可以自己再一次的省察我们自己。
Let us, as we come quiet before God, let us examine ourselves.
我是不是真实的认识这位主耶稣？
Do we truly know this, our Lord Jesus?
我是不是真的有了主耶稣的生命？
Do I truly have the Lord Jesus' life?
我是不是真实的来跟从他？
Do I truly come to follow him?
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
God, we thank you.
你乐意把你的爱子给了我们。
You are willing to give us your son.
虽然我们不认识你。
Even though we don't know you.
但是你借着你的爱子让我们能够认识你。
But through your beloved son, we can know you.
从他的身上我们能够看见你的荣耀。
From him we can see your glory.
从他的身上我们能够看见他的慈爱。
From him we can see your mercy.
从他的身上我们也可以看见你的公义。
And from him we can see your righteousness.
从他的身上我们能够看见你的圣洁。
And from him we can see your holiness.
谢谢主把这一位的耶稣给了我们。
Lord, we thank you to give us this Son, your Son Jesus Christ.
当我们接受他的时候，你就让我们做你的儿女。
And when we receive him, we become your children.
主啊，在我们当中若是有人渴慕主耶稣。
And if there is among us someone who long for Jesus.
主啊，求主开他们的心，使他们能够认识你。
Lord, please open their hearts so that they can know you.
也把这样的美好的救恩赐给他。
And give this wonderful salvation to them.
奉靠主耶稣基督的名求的。
And we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.